We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 9 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Omar Rav Ashi, Hai Bar Yisrael, the Zomli Ara Lo'ev G'chovim, Ametzra the Bar Yisrael, Chavrei Misham Tinalei, which means we have two Israelis living next to each other, and one of them is selling his property, and he sells it to a Goy, to a non-Jew. The Aloch is, you put him into Cheir. Now, why? Why do you put him in the chair? My time. What happened was, he sold it to a guy. We put him in the chair. My time. What's the reason? If the reason is because the neighbor, the Yisrael, has right in it first. But it's not true. The Gemara says that there's no din b'metzora when it comes to a guy. When you buy from a guy, let's say there's the Yisrael and the guy live next to each other, and you're buying from the guy, the Yisrael can't say he gets it first because I could tell the Yisrael, the Maisa, I'm taking the guy away from you, so that alone is a gain for you. So that's why when you buy from an Akum, it's Odin Bar Metra. And when you sell to Akum, it's Odin Bar Metra, because Bar Metra is a din on the koina, on the buyer, not on the seller. So a guy doesn't have a din of Bar Metra, he could buy it, because he has no din Bar Metra. So no din Bar Metra by a guy. So why here, if I sell it to a guy, is there a taina that Mashem Sinle put him to Chayim, what's up shot? Elodan Rinalei, the reason is, because we say that you are causing hezek to your neighbor, the Yisrael. Why? Obviously, Arya Mitzray. You're putting a lion on the border. And what's the reason? Because the Varsim said the reason is because the guy is not so careful on hezek, on hezekim. He will put ovens there, different things like that, that make a hezek for neighbors, whatever the case is. He's not makbid on, in this case, shchenim, like a regular Yisrael. So you put a guy here, he's going to be mazik to shchenim. And therefore, it's a taina. Don't sell it to a guy for that reason, because you're causing hezek to the neighbor. And they put him into chayim until he's mekabel. He writes a star and he's mekabel all einsim that happened from this guy. He's in mekabel on it. Now Tosha speaks out. It's only if the Yisrael is willing to buy it at the same price as a guy, so you can't sell it to the guy. If the guy wants to give you more, you don't have to lose because of this reason, and you don't put him into chayim for that reason. The Rosh brings down the machlokes about this. What does it mean? It means, are you getting full value or not? So there's two ways from Tosfos. Tosfos can mean like this, that the Yisrael is not giving full value, the Akum is giving full value, so why should I lose because it's a guy? What about a case where the Yisrael is willing to give full value, but the guy is giving even more money? So it's only like a mnias revach. Is there a right for that or not? That's a shayla under Rishonim. Zok the Mishnah. Notlu muchsim es chamayroi. If muchsim, tax collectors, stole your chamar, v'noslu chamar achar. Lamai said it felt bad afterwards, and they gave you back a chamar, a different chamar. Or notlu listim es ksusoi. Listim stole your clothing, v'noslu ksusoi achar, is give you back someone else's clothing. So the shayla is, could you take that? It's geneva, it's not yours. It's not theirs, so maybe you know, I'll take it because it's stolen goods. We assume that when the listing took it, the owner was miyayish, and now they're miyayish. Rashi learns it's yish hashina rishus, and since it comes to you now, therefore it's not a problem because there's yish hashina rishus. The next case, if someone saves it from the river or from the army or from the listing, it depends. In this yayish shabaylam, if the baylam miyayish areilish loy, then he could keep it. Same thing if there's a lost a swarm of bees and he wants to take it. If the Baalim is Yayish, he hears the Baalim is Yayish, the Reish Lois. Here it says, Dafka, if you hear the Baalim is Yayish. Even though here's listed more so, and the Reish was listed more so. The Reish, it sounds like you automatically Yayish by listed. Here it sounds like Im is Yayish or Baalim. So Rashi says the Gemara will talk about it, which is not 100% accurate, according to Mashal asks already, because the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha, but in the Gemara we'll be able to see a Teretz between the Reish and Sefer. We'll speak it out once we see the Gemara. But in any case, what we have in our Mishnah is that if there's Yosh, so then you could take it because then it's Yosh Hashina Rishos. Rabbi Yochanan Breka, Nemanas Isha Ikot Leim Mekan Yotzen Nechilzeh. If there's a swarm of bees and you have the Baalim running after it, then we don't know who it belongs to. And Isha goes and say, I saw it came from this field. And then they're believed. They're believed. The Isha Kot, even though they're not believed to be Edom, they're believed to say that this swarm of bees came from this person's field. And therefore belongs to him. Another halach is, if you're looking for your swarm of bees, you're allowed to walk into your friend's field without permission, lahatzas lechila, to save your swarm of bees. Vimhizik, if you were mazik, when you walked into your friend's chatzah or sada, vimhizik, you have to pay what you've damaged. But this Vadiyama says, you cannot cut off, let's say all the bees settled on a branch, I'll cut off the guy's branch. It's much easier to bring all the bees back on the branch. They're all sitting on the branch. You're not allowed to do that because you might be a die and cutting down someone's branch. You can't do that. Rabbi Shmuel, but I should break a emra. I've created Mrs. Dom. You can cut down the branch and bring it with you, and you'll pay him for that branch. That's the halacha. We'll see, because that's one of the takanos of Yeshua according to Rishma Benoy Shemirchem Ebreika. Zok Tumar Avayta Tana. It says in the Mishnah over here that not to muchsim or you list them and took your thing, and the halacha is that if they want to return something to you, they return something else to you. The halacha is that you're allowed to keep it because of Baal Mesiyashim Hem. So you have a brisa in not al machsel Baal Mesiyashim. The halacha is that if they give you back a different chamar, you have to give it back to the Baal Mereshayim. What's Pesach? Kasava yish kedi loikani. He holds yish kedi loikani. Mekara b'suras yadei. And it came to your hand be'iser. So this gemara is a little bit shver. If you Rashi learned that our mishnah is talking about yish and shina reshus. So what's saying yish kedi loikani? Even the artana holds yish kedi loikani. He holds that shina reshus. So that, if you look at Tosfos Rid and Rashash, they both speak about it and say avada, this tana holds even yish and shina reshus doesn't work. There's a Tosfos in Daf Samach Zayin on base. It's a little bit different mahalach in this Gemara. He holds that this is not called the case of Shina Rishos. If someone gives to you something forcefully, that's not called a Shina Rishos. Ayin Chum, not for now. Akapanim, we're learning like the Pashim Shah, this is written in the Rishash, that the Machlekes is if Yish and Shina Rishos is Kani or not. Our Mishnah holds it is Kani. This Tana holds, you have to give back to the Bible because Yish and Shina Rishos is not Kani. Vikadamri. Some have a different shot. And Bala Hachzer, if the guy wants to give it back, he's a chassid, Rashi says, Yachzer the Baal Mershainim. Give it back to the Baal Mershainim. Don't give it back to the Muchas. My time, Yish Kedi Kani, because Yish Kedi really, which Shirin Shosh is Kani. Miu, Yomai, Efshi, but Mom and Shayim, I don't want someone else's stuff. Machzer the Baal Mershainim, give back to the Baal Mershainim. That's how the Ikadarmi teaches. And Bala Hachzer, Yach means if he wants to, he doesn't want to hold on to other people's money. He doesn't want to have other people's money. He found out now who the real owner was. He says, no problem. Even though there was years already in Shirin Shosh, here, I'm giving it back to you. And because I don't want to have someone else's money. So Allah says, don't give back to the Muchas. Give it back to the Baal Mershainim. So let's more about it. Hare Elu Shloi, Pesach Baal Mishayashim. Says in the race of the Mishnah, that if Muchsim or Listim take your things, the Allah is that if they take your things, then you're Mishtamah Miyayash. Amar Rav Ashi. Loi Shon, when do we say by Listim, that stam of yayish, a listim of Echavim, if it's non-Jewish listim, I'm listing Yisrael Eloi, Sova l'machon akfil v'dira. He says, tomorrow, I'll take him to Din Torah. I'll take him to Din Torah, and therefore I'll get my money back. So he's not miyayish. Maskev ha-Josef, adrab ibcha mistavra, akum the daini begiti. That adrab, by a guy where their courts are very strong, and they could force the laws. So they're like Yayish, because you know, you go to court, they get back your money. Yisrael, Kim the Amri Meimar, Tupshat Marashi, even the Amri Meimar means because all they do is say v'tein loy, they don't enforce it. Or because they tell you, bring a raya, that it's yours really, so it's harder to get the money back. They're Miyayish. Ella, so therefore, it's the opposite is true, that it's more Yish by Yisrael than by Goyim, because by Yisrael, you're not getting it back so fast. So Mar says, you're right. Eli Itmar, Sefer Itmar. Hamatzel min ha'akum min ha'listim. The Sefer says, if you save it from ha'akum, it's not really our girsa. We have the girsa min ha'gayis. Hamatzel min ha'gayis min ha'listim min m'siyayishu ha'baylim. If you miyayish, good. Stam aloy, but stam is not a yish. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? And really, here we're saying on this, lo yishon, with this halacha is ha'akum shum the dayin ha'begiti. Here, only by a goyish listim do you say that he's not miyayish unless he specifies clearly that he's miyayish. I have a list in Yisrael. Miyayish is miyayish right away. So that's the answer to the Reish and the Sefer. That's what Rashi and the Mishnah says. The moral asks the kasha. Moses really asks the kasha. Well, fetus, that's the answer to the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish that says automatically if I list him as yosh is talking about Dine Yisrael where there they can't enforce it, therefore miyayish automatically. Mashainke, the Sefer is talking about a goy who stole it, and there, only if you hear from you that in Yayish, is it a Yish? If not, there's no Yish. So to Gemara Baita, Tanah, let's move to the Mishnah. Oyroish Shabbal Abayis Machshava Metamasam. If someone has an R in his house, he skinned his animal, and he cleaned it, and he made it into a big piece of hide, if he has in mind, I'm going to use it for a tablecloth or for a bed, as is, then it becomes a Mekabel Tumma, becomes a Keli to Mekabel Tumma, with his Machshava alone. Shall Avdon, but a tanner who sells hides to other people, even if he has machshava to use it for this, it's not matama, because the guy who buys it could use it for anything, maybe use it for shoes. Therefore, it's not matama yet. Another halacha, shall gazlin, if a gazlin steals a hide, is his machshava enough to be called, is he a baal bayis in it? Is he called the owner? So, ain't machshava matamasam. Machshava is not matamit, why? Because he's not called the owner, because the owner is not miyayish by a gazlin. According to the Rabbanon, a gazlin, he's not miyayish because he knows who the gazlin is. Vishal ganiv, but by a ganiv, machshava matamasam. Then, his machshava works because he's kainit, because there the owner is miyayish, because the owner does not know who the ganav is. Therefore, the Rabban hold that the owner is miyayish by ganav, not by gazlin, who knows who it is. Rav Shimon Mechilav is the opposite. Shel gazlin machshavam tamasam. Why? Because there he sees the gazlin not scared of him, so he's miyayish. Look, the gazlin, I know he sees in front of my face, he takes it from me. So therefore, by gazlin machshavam tamasam, because I'm miyayish. Shel ganav ein machshavam tamasam. Shelon is miyayish by bialim. The bialim was not miyayish because the bialim was not miyayish. So ma'ases mavuyim from this tanoim, by the way, that yush kedi koni. Because it sounds like, just shaila, you know, which one's Yish? It sounds like Yish alone is kind of. The Gemara asks his kashu, Nav Samachol Aves, Ayin Chum, how the Gemara learns. But in any case, we have a machlokes over here, a ganav and a gazlin. According to Rabbanon, a gazlin does not machshav matamasa. Why? Because he's not miyayish. A ganav, he is miyayish, he doesn't know who it is. Rav Shimon is the opposite. A gazlin is not scared of me, there, in miyayish. A ganav that maybe he's scared of me, I'm going to make find him and catch him. There's no yish. If he's not yish, Baal is not miyayish. Omo Ulo says, machloek is bestam. The whole machloek between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon is, if you don't know, it's just stam, you don't know if he's miyayish or not. If he says he's miyayish, divrei kol yish kaina. Everyone knows the yish is kaina. Rabba ma biyadu na machloekis. Even biyadu is machloekis. And Rashi explains, because you don't believe him, even if he says miyayish, the fear of Rabbanim is that God does no Yiddish, because he thinks any day I'll get it back from him. So it's not a real Yiddish, even if he says he's Miyayish. So even by Yadua, it's a Machlekes. Omle Abaya, le Rabba, Abaya, le Rabba, le Sifik, le Adula. Don't argue on Ula, because the time is going to say, the Mishnah says like him, because it says in the Mishnah by Rav Shimon's words, here in the case of the R, it says, Rav Shimon says that Chilaf Advarim, and it says, Eimach Shavu Tamosam, Fis Shalom Yisiyah Shavu Abaya, Mashma, Fibi Miyayish, it would work. So it's a first Mishnah like Ula. Zokti Gemara, Loisa Galuda, the time is Sism Kavasel, but Loisa Shabalam, time Loisa Shabalam, I'm Siach Shabalam, Resh Loy, it says, you see, it works, Yish. Omalei, Anan, the fish ain't Yish Labayam Masnilai. The way I teach is, because there is no parasha of Yish Labayam, because we don't believe him, and that's the types of words, like Taisa speaks out of the Masnil Fi. Taisa says, Ain't Megia Ha Mishnah, Kachm Farah, should Loyni Siachu Abayam believe, but my fellow Oymish Siachu. They weren't Miyayish in their heart, even if they say they're Miyayish. So, therefore, it's not a kasha on Rabba from this Mishnah of Avdam, by the case of the R. So, let's try to bring all the rites. Tanan. It says in our Mishnah, not lo muhsim chamayr. So, what we're assuming is, muhsim are like a gazlin. They come to your face and they take something from you. And a listim are ganavim. And what does it say in our Mishnah, the Reisha Mishnah? That either case, Mishnah, bailim is yayish mehem. The bailim is automatically yayish. So it's mashma. Both ganav and gazlin have this halacha that there's yush money. Irab banon kasha gazlin. Rabbanon said by gazlin not miyayish because you know who it is. Irab shimon kasha ganav. Rab shimon holds that ganav is not a yush because he didn't see from the ganav that he's not scared of you. So bishlof. So what's on our mishnah? Bishlof uladam biyadua kani hachanami biyadua. You can say here the case is biyadua with the rakol. You know he's miyayish. Take a stop right there. It's very shver to say that the reish of mishnah will be yadua because the sefer of the mishnah says im nisyayishu habaylam. It's master of ratio is a stomach. So Echanami Gemara could ask his cash to the Raz, but said the Gemara is different terrace anyway. But the Gemara says, Bisham le ula dom be a dua, kani hokanam be a dua, but the Rabbi calls the Kuliyama, the Rabbi dom be duna machlekes, Hamani, the ratio of Mishnah says both Ganav and Gaz Nazirish, Hamani loy Rabbonom, loy Rabshim, and it's neither one's of M for the Gemara. We're talking about that even the listim are also a Gazlin, but listim is Zuyin. So they're both Gazlin, and therefore, if you're Rabshimin, a Gazlin, there's Yish, a stomach Yish. But listim is Zuyin Rabshimini, Yochianu Gazlin, so same thing as Mukhis, the same thing. And for the Gemara, trade Gavni Gazlin, two type of Gazlin. One's a Muchis and one's with a gun, two type of Gazlins. Tashma, so we know right, this Machlekes here with Ula and Rabba. Tashma, it says in the Mishnah, a Ganiv vaha Gazlin, there's a Ganiv and a Gazlin vaha Anis, Shev Hekdesh and Hekdesh. They makdish, the something they stole, it's Hekdesh, which was some Chuma, and the Chuma is Chuma, Maeser is Maeser, and the Maeser is Maeser. So money. Irabbanon. So this is both Ganiv and Gazlin, is Stoma Yish, and therefore their Chuma is Chuma, the Maisa is Maisa. So Irabbanon, Kasha Gazlin. Irab Shimon, Kasha Ganiv. If it's Rabbanon, Gazlin Shver. Irab Shimon, Kasha Ganiv. So Bishlam L'Ula, the Omen Via Dua, Kani, Hachanam Via Dua. So the kash was that Rabbanim Shem both say one of them is not called Kenyan. Here both are Kenyan. So Bishop Ulis says that he said Yom Yai is good. How can I be a duv? Ella Rabbi Dami do now. Machlekes Hamani Lo Rabbanim Rabbi Shimon. It's neither Mani Yama. Whose Mani Yama is this? Because it's always Machlekes. And for the Gemara, how can I be listed Mezuyim? Here means Ganev and Gazlan. Ganev means listed Mezuyim and Gazlan. Rabbi Shimon holds that both of them by Gazlan is Yir. Shiochi and Gazlan, isn't that Mamish Gazlan? And for the Gemara, Trey Gavni Gazlan. Two type of Gazlans. Another teretz that there is a man the Yama holds that Ganiv and Gazlin, both of them are that they are meyayis by both of them. And it's the sheet of Rebbe, the Talmud of Rabbi. So Rebbe Yoima Ganiv is like a Gazlin. Now you can say that two ways. Is Ganiv and Gazlin of the Rabbanon, and Gazlin and Rabbanon there's no yish, so both no yish. Or you say Gazlin of Rab Shimon, they're both yish. Ganiv and Gazlin. Kaimalon Tafama Bez, Kaimalon Gazlin of Rab Shimon. We'll see the next tomorrow. We learn. We kind of learn that Rebbe means Gazlin like Gazlin Rab Shimon, which means there is Yish. So Ganav is Yish like Gazlin. Therefore, both of them are stoma Yish, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. You see, Ganav and Gazlin both Makdish is Hektish. The case of the Muchis and the Reisha of the Muchis and the Listim, both cases of Yish. That's very good. And like we said, the Mishnah says the next case you have to have no Yish. There's a chiluk between a Listim that's a Goy or a Listim that's a Yid. By Listim that's a Goy, it's better. You're not Miyayish because you're confident to get it out, to get from the Bezdin, from the Goyish Bezdin, the courts will enforce it and take it away.